I mean, our mentality is different. You watch practice, everybody's running to the ball. Everybody's got a little more of an edge to them. And the best thing about it is guys do it within the rules. So it's a control theory, which is basically what this game is.
Seattle's defense has that reputation. How badly do you want this defense to have a similar physical reputation that everyone knows about before you even take the field?
You watch the Super Bowl, right? Okay. That kind of explains it. If you play in the NFL, if you play defense, you have anything to be associated with an NFL defense, and you watched the Super Bowl and didn't take notes, you probably don't belong here because they really showed how you get it done. They didn't do anything special. There was no crazy this or that. They rushed four, maybe blitzed every now and then, and their defensive backfield was there to intimidate, and the linebackers came, filled gaps, and made plays. They all hustled to the football, and everybody thoroughly looked like they were having fun and they enjoyed being there. Every tackle was like a celebration. They threw a party after every play. And that's kind of how you have to be. You have to love this game. If you don't love it, it'll show.
So how would that edge in your mentality translate in terms of how you guys play against Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch in terms of particularly Russell Wilson's evolution as a quarterback and how he's evolved as well? How will that translate in terms of an improvement in terms of containing him and what they do offensively?
We won't be afraid to throw the first punch. Figuratively, not literally. Okay? We will not be afraid to make sure we're the ones getting after. We won't be responding. We won't be reacting. We'll be attacking. Figuratively. Okay? We'll be really getting after it within the rules the way that we're supposed to. Instead of playing on our heels, waiting to see what they're going to do. Oh, my goodness, they're doing this. Now we can't do this. No. We're going to do what we do, and that's play football.
So from a technical standpoint, does that result in you guys maybe setting the edge a little bit better, being able to contain him when he tries to get out of the pocket, be more mobile, and trying to figure out how that translates in terms of it from a technical standpoint?
From a technical standpoint, I can only speak for myself, and I have to push the pocket and beat the guy across from me and go tackle somebody. Tackle somebody with the ball. Hey,
Mike, everybody talks about Russell's legs and how elusive he is, but he gets sacked a pretty good amount. But why is that? Is he holding on to it? Is he looking for big plays? What is it?
It's football. That's the best way I can explain it. Somebody gets sacked a lot. That's just the nature of the game. It's just the nature of the game. It happens.
But is he a guy that, you know, you can expose that? Is he waiting too long? Or as Mike Neal said, you know, maybe he's always looking downfield for the big plays. Is there a reasoning, something you can exploit?
I have no clue. I really don't. I can't explain why that may or may not be. But I do know this. He's a dangerous football player. And he has a dangerous running back. He has a pretty good offensive line. And he's got guys that'll catch the ball. If we don't come out and play our best game, it'll be ugly for us.
Mike, how important is that, though, to keep him in the pocket, you know, and not allow him to get outside and scramble and kind of make things happen?
You want to keep him in the pocket, obviously, but if he gets outside and scrambles, which he's been contained very well on numerous occasions, still found a way to get out of there. So not so much keeping him in the pocket, but more so getting after him. And just like any other NFL quarterback, you got to tackle him. You got to disrupt him.
How much more dangerous will he be having Percy Harvin for a full year? Obviously, they lost Golden Tate to the Detroit Lions. They still got, you know, Baldwin there as well, though.
Wait, I'm sorry, can you ask me that again?
I don't know what I said. No, how much more dangerous will they be having Percy Harvin the whole year as opposed to just, you know, a portion of the year? But, yes, they did lose Tate to the Lions, and obviously they still got Baldwin there as well from the aerial standpoint in the passing game.
Oh, like I said, he's got guys who are going to catch the ball. It's my job to get him off the spot and or tackle him.